Hey, and a good Saturday morning to you here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. It's time for Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Great to be here with you on this Saturday. Currently in Fairfield, it is 37. Before we dive on into Sports Talk, we'd like to remind you that every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted following the conclusion of today's show. You can listen to archived episodes of Sports Talk online through our website at WFIWradio.com. As that will be underneath the About Us tab, just click on that, and then you'll see Sports Talk. You can listen to past episodes of it. So let's go ahead and get started with a look at the local scores first. Then we'll move our way over to the national sports scores here. High school boys basketball action last night at the Mule Barn. Fairfield comes away with a win over El Dorado 77-55. It was Edwards County over Hamilton County in a nail-biter 49-46. Wayne City topped Odin 51-40. Woodlawn over Sisney 49-24. Waltonville over Grayville 58-32. Carmi-White County over Johnston City 44-38. It was NCOE over Weber 45-35. Chester topped Vienna 60-38. Goreville defeated Christopher 65-61. In the Little Illini Conference, KZ Westfield, they continue their good season, actually, like the Fairfield Mules are. They got past Flora 61-36. Alney Richland County defeated Lawrenceville in the Battle of Highway 50, 47-31. Also, it was Marshall over Newton, 71-57. Red Hill over Neoga, 74-60. That's a non-conference game. Robinson over Paris, 73-48. Elsewhere, it was Patoka over Sandoval, 65-47. Northquay top Dietrich. Good win for the Cardinals up there, 57-40. Salem edged Freeburg, 52-50. It was T-Town over Effingham St. Anthony, 64-37. Massac County defeated Harrisburg, 74-56. Nashville, they're also having a great season as well. They continue their dominance. They defeated Sparta, 61-31. It was West Frankfort over Benton, 56-40. Heron over Murfreesboro, 53-47. And Carterville defeated Anna Jonesboro, 58-56 in a close one. Also taking a look here at national sports scores here. We'll start off with the NBA and I'll work our way over to the NHL. Last night it was Charlotte over Memphis, 192. It was the Boston Celtics over the New York Knicks, 113-99. Kyrie Irving, he's been the talk lately about these trade deadlines here. 23 points and 10 rebounds in that game right there. Oklahoma City Thunder, they continue. They're having a really good, they're on a stretch of winning these ball games here. They defeated Miami 118-102. Paul George, 43 points last night for the small forward. Also a final, it was Utah. Keep it on to Utah Jazz. I'll tell you what, they're that team that sneaks up on you in the second half of the season. They defeated Atlanta 128-112. Also, it was Denver over the Houston Rockets, 136-122. Let's talk about the NBA standings here real quick. Here, I want to bring your attention about the Eastern Conference and top eight. Milwaukee, the Bucks, they continue to lead the East with a 37-13 overall record. Followed by them is the Toronto Raptors, 1.5 games back. Philadelphia, 4 games back. Followed by Boston, 5 games back. And then the Indiana Pacers had the night off last night. They're 5.5 games back behind the Bucks. Running out the top eight, Brooklyn, Charlotte, and Miami. As for the Bulls, they're 26 games back with an overall record of 12-40. Western Conference, tight race over there, actually. Denver Nuggets and Golden State Warriors, they are tied, 36-15 overall records. Oklahoma City Thunder, just 3 games back. Followed by the Portland Trailblazers, 4.5 games back. And then San Antonio, 6 games back. Rounding out the top eight, Houston and Utah tied for 6th with 7 games back. And then LA Clippers, 8.5 games back, sitting in 8th place. Let's take a look at the NHL. Here's some scores for you last night. The Blackhawks, great win for Chicago. In fact, Patrick Kane had a great game with a couple of goals right there as he led the Blackhawks in a 7-3 rout of the Buffalo Sabres. Elsewhere, Nashville beat Florida 4-1. It was also Tampa Bay over the New York Islanders 1-0 in a shootout. Also, Pittsburgh over Ottawa 5-3. Meanwhile, the Washington Capitals, they barely got by Calgary 4-3. A final in overtime, actually, was Detroit over Toronto 3-2. Also, Carolina topped Vegas 5-2. And then it was Dallas topping the Minnesota Wild 3-1. In case you're wondering about the standings, where the NHL stands now at this time. If you look at the Western Conference and the Central Division, Winnipeg, they continue their lead here, but only by a couple of points over the Nashville Predators, but by the Dallas Stars, Minnesota Wild, and Colorado Avalanche. The Blues, just 2 points ahead of the Blackhawks, 49 points for the Blues, 47 for Chicago. Looking at the Pacific Division, Calgary leads San Jose, 71-65 in terms of points. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Conference, Tampa Bay Lightning, they're leading Toronto, 78-63 in points. The Metropolitan Division, New York Islanders leading Pittsburgh and Washington, as Pittsburgh and Washington have 62 points each. New York Islanders with 64. So those are the standings at this time in terms of national sports for the NHL as well as the NBA. We'll go into the local sports schedule later on here on Sports Talk. We're going to talk more about the Mules' win last night over El Dorado. That's coming up here, so stay tuned to Sports Talk here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Stay tuned. We'll be right back following these words.
Citizens National Bank of Albion has become this area's most trusted banking partner, and for good reason. You work hard for your money, and we work hard to safeguard and keep your financial information secure. If receiving your tax return via direct deposit, please check your printed and online bank statements for accuracy. Do not give financial information over the phone. Contact your bank immediately if you suspect fraudulent activity.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing, east of Albion. Deer processing season is here and standard cut is only $70. They will take boneless or field-dressed deer. Farmers Packing accepts donated deer with confirmation number to help those in need. If you're not a hunter, they have plenty of pork loins and fresh-cut T-bones for tonight's meal. Many other quality meats and cheeses are all available. Call now or stop by Farmers Packing in Albion.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Time is 9:09 here on this Saturday morning. Derek Dunn with you here. Due to technical difficulties, the interview with Coach Scott McAravia will not be aired, the postgame interview last night. But let's go ahead and talk about this. Let's do a recap here. Mules came out in the first quarter leading here. The offense was great in the first half. In fact, they beat El Dorado 77-55. But what I thought really stood out to me in that win was not only were the Mules hitting their three-point shots, but also they just never let up. They just kept on going against El Dorado. You had three Mules basketball players. If you combine the three scoring totals that they had last night, would have amounted to 50 points out of those 77. They were Jazoe O'Neal, Brian Estes, and Landon Zerlini. And let's talk about Landon Zerlini here. 6'3", sophomore forward and guard. Known for his three-point shooting, last night had an emphatic one-handed slam dunk. Now, Landon, prior to the season, if you recall during the Mules, the winter warm-up where, they introduced the teams and do a little scrimmage, that sort of thing, Landon could dunk it. He was grabbing the rim. But as far as I know, that slam right there, that's definitely one of the highlight dunks of the year. There's no doubt about it. If you If you were there last night and you saw it, you witnessed it, oh yeah, Landon can fly. He really can. He showed off his athleticism. So not just a shooter from beyond the charity stripe, and he's also got some moves inside as well. But very athletic, also plays for the football team, and he's getting muscle, he's getting stronger. So that was one of the highlights last night. But again, Fairfield, here's the important thing, though, too, to consider. 25-2 overall, 7-0 in the BDC East. But when you look at the regular season schedule, there's not a whole lot of games left. Today is Groundhog Day, February the 2nd. There's only 4 regular season games to go for Fairfield and then regionals. So that's how far we are into the basketball season. That's how deep we are into it. You got Hamilton County coming up on Tuesday the 5th. Then you're going to travel east on Highway 15 and take on Edwards County. Flora on the 12th, you're hosting the Wolves here, the Mule Barn. And then February the 15th, going to be at Carmi-White County. Now, Coach Scott McIvery mentioned last night, he said, our goal is to win the conference. We want to go 10-0 in the BDC East. We want to go undefeated in the East. And you got Hamilton County, who barely beat Edwards County by 3 points last night. You got EC just down the road from you. Then you got Carmi-White County. I'll tell you what, I mean, there's still some more basketball to be played. And then you got regionals coming up. So don't be surprised, you know, in the days coming up here, we're going to find out where Fairfield's going to go for postseason. But obviously the Mules, they will get a high seed. They'll probably likely get a number one seed here come regional time. But it is something to keep in mind about as we progress further into the season. So again, we apologize for the technical difficulties that we were not able to get the interview with Coach Scott McIlroy. But I do want to say, though, that you know it's not just Fairfield, but other teams here in the area and region. Boys High School basketball season is wrapping up here. It's wrapping up. Stay tuned here because coming up, we're going to hear from head coach Russ Gerlach over at Edwards County. Lions defeated the Foxes last night. That was a close game. And then also, Coach Kevin Bowen. He'll also appear on Sports Talk as well as the Lions recently won over Grayville Thursday night. A rare Thursday night game that was actually pushed back due to the weather. So it's all coming up here on Sports Talk. Stay tuned. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Going green has been such a trendy phrase recently, but are you wondering how it relates to your investments? Green, or ethical investing, is really popular, and Chelsea Root has a passion for learning about what is important to her clients. Chelsea would love to share with you the knowledge that she has gained regarding sustainable investing and help you invest in ways important to you. Please give Chelsea a call at 618-395-4311 to talk about going green. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together.
Vaughn's Tire is introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Avid Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile treadwear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Avid Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company at 618-445-2306 today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Do you dread shopping for a car and dealing the big city way? How about trying Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler in Fairfield, Illinois? Le Mans offers new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles in one convenient location. No high-pressure tactics and no fast-talking. Just good old-fashioned respect for the customer's needs and wants, a comfortable atmosphere, and Le Mans will save you money. We're easy to find. I-64 to the 110 exit, 9 miles north in Little Fairfield, Illinois. Look us up at LeMansOnline.com or give us a call at 618-842-4995. You'll like the way we do business.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Time is about 9:15 here on this Saturday morning. Edwards County, they played on the road at Hamilton County last night. The Lions got the win over the Foxes 49-46 in a nail-biter. In fact, at the half, Hamilton County led by 1 point, 18-17. That was at the half. Then Edwards County was able to take the lead, and then Fox has tried Clement right back into it, but Edwards County was able to survive and get a win on the road. Here's Dave Rigg. He spoke with Lions coach Russ Gerlach during the postgame show on 105.9 WOKZ last night following the Lions win over Hamilton County.
Well, Russ, it's good to be back in the winning column.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, another tough, close game at the end. It'd been nice to have a little more of a cushion, but they made some really big shots tonight that, you know, I know the Coach Miller said they don't usually shoot the ball real well, and I'm not sure if some of those are normal makes or not, but, you know, they really battled hard and made it a test on us, but we were able to make enough plays and enough free throws at the end to come home with the win.
Well, like you said, they didn't play like a team with only two wins this season.
Well, they played hard the first time they played us. They just really, really, really struggled to score, and I think we scored about the same amount of points, but they just obviously were a lot better on offense than what they were earlier in the year, and, you know, like I said, they hit some threes that, you know, a couple of them rattled in, and, you know, some things that, you know, just, I don't know, it was one of those nights where they couldn't miss some shots, and, you know, we had a few that we usually make didn't go in, so made a little bit tighter than it probably should have been, but, you know, I'm really happy with the way we got it out at the end. We didn't panic. You know, I know we had some turnovers here and there, but still, I didn't feel like we panicked as much as we had the last two, and proud and happy of the way they progressed.
Coach, we were down by 1 point at halftime. What did you say to the boys at halftime to try to turn things around here in the second half?
Well, we talked about against their zone. We got to move the basketball a little bit better. I thought we kind of got stuck with it, and we'd hold it. They were putting a lot of pressure on us, and I thought we needed to get the ball to the high post and let him work off of him a little bit. And, you know, we did that, and we talked about, you know, we were losing focus on defense. We were watching Texas Tech the other night, and they were talking about a 4-1, you know, four parts mental, one part physical. And I said our four parts was only about one part tonight. We weren't real focused on defense. We wouldn't help. We wouldn't – when our guy would cut, we were slow to react. You know, we talked about some plays that we mentioned in the pregame that they ran that, you know, shouldn't have been so wide open, and it was because we weren't focused. And, you know, once we got focused from then on, obviously we played a lot better.
Well, obviously you have to really stay concentrating and on your toes when you're on defense playing an offense like Coach Miller was using here tonight, because they just kept moving the ball around the semicircle trying to get somebody open underneath.
Yeah, they do a good job running the flex and, you know, waiting to get the layup or a wide open jumper. And really, it wasn't those two plays that were kind of slow paced that got us. It was a couple of them was the quick sets that got us, you know, and that was the ones that I told them before the game I was worried about. And, you know, and they got us early on it, and then they were able to do that little ball screen for that kid. I think it's number 20 pull up about the volleyball corner. He couldn't miss that shot tonight. I was pretty impressed with that. And
right,
but you know, he was contested, and we made it a tough shot, and you know, he made a few.
Okay, so tomorrow we're going to be playing again on the road down at the Benton Shootout. What do you know about the Cesar Red Devils or whatever they call themselves?
They won their own tournament at Christmas, which is a pretty impressive thing. That is a very tough 1A tournament. They're in the top two or three on the Black Diamond of their side. I think Chester's number one. I think they're like 16-17-3. I don't know what they did tonight, of course, but you know, they're going to be a load, very guard oriented. I worry about that with our guys because that's not the way we're built, but hopefully our size can give them fits.
I like the way we've been working the ball inside. I'll tell you that Marty Schmidler, he is such a bull when he gets that ball down low, and Justin working down there and Roe Trammell. That's a tough trio there for a lot of teams to compete with under the boards.
Yeah, you're right. We definitely have three of the biggest guys, you know, the teams that we go against a lot. And, you know, we're trying to take advantage of them. You know, it's not always as easy as everybody thinks it is just to make one pass and dump it in there. But, you know, we're doing our best to be a little bit more patient and try to get into them. And then, you know, a couple times they did make great moves to score. And a couple times they made the right decision and kicked it out to keep the offense moving or for a wide open three. And, you know, I told him, you know, when we share the ball, we're pretty dang good. And I thought we did a good job of that in the second half.
Well, Russ, we're going to let you go here because I know you want to get the boys home, get them some rest, because I'm sure they're going to have to get on that bus tomorrow morning and head down to Benton.
Yep.
So congratulations on a big win here tonight at Hamilton County.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Coach Russ Gerlach there. The Lions do win it by a score of 49-46.
And you're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Again, that was Dave Rigg talking with head coach of the Edwards County Lions, Russ Gerlach. That was following their win last night over Hamilton County on the road. Stay tuned here. We've got one more interview going to feature here, and then we're going to be talking about the local sports schedule That's coming up on the way. And also tell you about, too, the girls' regional schedule. We do have a broadcast at a regional site on Monday for girls' high school hoops. Also, some more basketball, especially on the boys' side today here. We've got several broadcasts of that, including a grade school basketball broadcast. We'll tell you more about that. That's coming up here on Sports Talk this morning at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the next interview following these words.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the Hometown Banks, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I get fresh granola every day from the supposedly clean glasses in the dishwasher.
Oh,
now that's tough.
My family gets a warm meal every night right from our lukewarm fridge.
Oh, mine too.
You poor dear.
My washing machine rocks. It's two rocks. I just bang them on the clothes.
That can't be good.
What are you going to do?
The Bad Appliance Support Group is sponsored and remedied by Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Don't suffer through. Relax, release, replace. Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in Fairfield and Carmi.
Everyone is talking about the future these days. With help from me, Steve Thompson, and Country Financial, you can own your future. All you need is the right plan to get you started, the kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. I can work with you to put the pieces in place with insurance solutions to help secure a comfortable tomorrow. No matter what stage of life you're in, now is the time to start developing a plan to own your future.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Wayne City is a proud sponsor of Wayne City Basketball. Contact CGB in Wayne City, Mount Vernon, Enfield, and Olney for complete grain bins and market reports. CGB is equipped to handle your grain in a fast and efficient manner, from selling and shipping to financing and risk management. Let CGB take care of your farming needs. Good luck to the Wayne City Indians from Consolidated Grain and Barge.
Take your pharmacist home at Shoe Creek Pharmacy. Introducing Dispel at Shoe Creek Pharmacy. Dispel is a safe and innovative multi-dose packaging system that makes it easy to take your medication. Each blister pack has 28 individual blisters that contain your prescribed medication for specific time and date. Detachable, portable, and color-coded. So say goodbye to traditional pill boxes and say hello to Dispel at your Health Mart Pharmacy, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Wayne City.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here. Current temperature in Fairfield is 37. Do have some fog out there this morning, so be careful if you're going to be traveling out and about today. The fog should burn off as the morning progresses. Now, Sisney was in Grayville Thursday night. The Running Lions got the win over the Grayville Bison in the Midland Trail Conference game on the road. Mark Turner, he spoke with the head coach Kevin Bowen of the Sisney Running Lions Thursday night.
Lions coach Kevin Bowen has joined us. Coach, a 62-43 win, and you guys just killed Grayville on the glass tonight.
Yeah, we talked coming in, knew they'd probably place the zone, and we thought we had a pretty good game plan as far as getting the ball the high post area and looking high low. And we you know, really want to focus on Connor getting the ball down low. And you know, he scored 25 tonight. He had 25 Tuesday night. Had 19 the game before that. Had 18. You know, he's a player that's continuing to get better and better, and I probably push in probably on him about as hard as anybody, because I think he's got a chance to be a pretty good little basketball player.
Well, you're a certain one. There are a couple of freshmen, three sophomores in this, and still a very young ball club, but they're growing up.
Yeah, they are. You know, we're a little bit frustrated that we kind of let them back in the game. Thought a couple times we had a chance to really put it away, and we did not. But you know, the other night, Sandoval, we were set in the same situation. We were up, you know, 15, 16 points, and we kind of got very lazy offensively and defensively. We stopped guarding and let them back in the game. It kind of made just an ugly finish to that game. But I thought tonight we started to bend a little bit, but we didn't let them entirely back in the game. And then, you know, execute some times where we needed baskets. We got some baskets and got some really good looks.
Let's talk about the youth of this ball club. We mentioned they're growing up, but each one of those players brings a different element to the team. And really, if you look at that team, any one of those guys can go off for about 15 or 20 on a given night.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you look at the stats here. We got Brendan with 12 and Conrad 25 and then Jesse with 14. But Gavin Featherling has led us in scoring several games this year, another freshman. And when they're playing a zone, and Gavin didn't shoot the ball extremely well tonight, I feel very confident as a freshman having him in the high post area catching and shooting. And, I think we've got several guys. You know, Ricky Dye came in and gave some pretty good minutes. Ricky does a pretty good job of understanding basketball. He's a pretty understands spacing and cutting and does a pretty good job being a basketball player. Really happy with Malcolm Levi. Is a guy, he's not going to show up on a stat sheet, but he grinds you out defensively and rebounds well and may not get the rebound. We talk a lot of time, he's got to hit somebody down there on the baseline of that 1-3-1. They may not grab the rebound, which means he may not grab the rebound, but he's opening it up for one of our other guys to come through and snatch it. So really happy with all of our guys. You know, Austin's been struggling with shooting the ball, and we're really wanting to shoot it. You know, I'm really encouraging him to shoot. And he got one to fall tonight, so that was good. Hopefully his confidence starts going a little bit. And because, when you're confident, the ball seems to go in the basket a lot more.
Hitting the stretch drives of this one, what's up next for the Lions?
Oh, we got Woodlawn coming in tomorrow night at home. It's good for us. You know, we like playing good people. And I think we played some pretty good people throughout the year early on when we were trying to grow up. We got a couple games that, under our belt now. We're sitting at 6-13, I guess it is. And, that's right. And, Woodlawn comes down. They're, our total guys, we don't have a lot of pressure. We just go play. Those nights, the basket, the rim ought to be about twice the size it normally is because you're just out there playing pretty free. So hopefully we'll compete. And, I think we have. I think most games this year we've competed really well, minus the Fairfield game where I thought we just, we were just outmanned. That's just how it is. Other than that, we've been in about every ball game we've been in. We're stretched about 4 or 5 minutes that would kill us every game, and now we're starting to make those about 2 or 3 minutes instead of 4 or 5. So we're getting better.
All right. Thank you, Coach. We appreciate the visit. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thanks for coming on a Thursday night, guys.
Yeah, me too.
All right. That was Mark Turner speaking with Kevin Bone of the Cisney Running Lions. That was following the Running Lions win over Grayville Midland Trail Conference action Thursday night. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Stay tuned. We're going to take a look here at the Class 2A regional that's coming up. We've got a big regional here in the area that's coming up in Class 2A. It's going to be starting next week. We'll go over the schedule for that. We'll also take a look at 1A as well, the regional sites, and especially here in our area as well as the region. So stay tuned for that. It's all coming up here on Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back following these words.
Hi, this is Megan Berg with People's National Bank. Do you shop on multiple online websites? Are you tired of having to enter your card number and address for every online purchase? People's National Bank has a solution for you. Visa Checkout allows you to safely shop multiple websites and have multiple shipping addresses with just one username and password. It's simple, speedy, and a safe way to pay online. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store in Wayne City for all your auto part needs. Napa stocks tools and equipment for heavy-duty trucks, marine, and all your farming equipment needs. Napa's annual winter clearance event is going on now. Save up to 75% off. Stop in Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 210 West Robinson Street in Wayne City or call 895-2108.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Time is 9:30. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. All right, so girls high school basketball regionals going to be starting up next week. There's a regional that's going to be happening in our area. That is the Wayne City Regional in Class 2A. Starts on Monday, a couple of days from now, February the 4th, 6 p.m. Carmine White County will take on DuCoin. And then Fairfield take on Wayne City, the Wayne City Cisney Co-op team. We'll have the broadcast of that one for you about 7:30, about 7:20 prior to that here on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. And then coming up Tuesday, February the 5th, will be Harrisburg versus the winner of the Carmine DuCoin game. Then third seed Anna Jonesboro at 7:30 will take on the winner of game two between Fairfield and Wayne City. Championship game of that will be Thursday, February the 7th at 7 p.m. So that is the schedule for the Wayne City Regional. Another regional to keep an eye on here is the Vienna Regional. There's some Black Diamond Conference teams in that one as well. Only one game scheduled to start on the 4th. That'll be West Frankfort taking on Johnston City at 7 p.m. Looking ahead to Wednesday, February the 6th. The number one seed Hamilton County Lady Foxes will take on the winner of West Frankfort at Johnston City at 6 p.m. And 7:30, Vienna will square off against El Dorado. And then Thursday, February the 7th, will be the championship game starting at 7 p.m. Other regionals, by the way, the regional championship winners will advance to the Red Bud sectional. That's where they will advance to, as I mentioned, the Wayne City Regional. Whoever wins the Wayne City Regional will take on the winner of the Trico Regional at 6 p.m. on Monday, February the 11th. In that Trico Regional, let's talk about that. Monday, February the 4th at 6 p.m., Red Bud will take on Sparta. 7:30, Chester versus Trico, the host. Tuesday, February the 5th, the one seed Nashville take on either Red Bud or Sparta, whoever wins that game. Then fourth seed Pinckneyville will take on Chester or Trico in game two. And then the championship game for that one will be Thursday, February the 7th. The Trenton West Quinn Regional winner also goes into the Red Bud sectional. That one's got teams like Carlisle, Dupo, Belleville, Altoff Catholic, Sasser Valier, Trenton West Quinn as well. Now, whoever wins the Red Bud sectional in the Tuscola sectional will meet at the Salem Super Sectional on Monday, February the 18th. So you can check it out online at IHSA.org. Also, can't forget about another regional too. Edwards County, they're hosting a regional this year. Let's go ahead and take a look at the schedule for that. As they will be, whoever wins the Edwards County regional will go into the Tuscola sectional. Monday, February the 4th at 7 p.m., Lawrenceville will square off against Bridgeport Red Hill. Game number 2 at 6 p.m., Edwards County will take on the winner of Lawrenceville and Red Hill. And then Game 3, which will be Wednesday, February the 6th at 7:30, Mount Carmel will square off against Flora. And then championship game for regionals, the Edwards County Regional Championship game is Thursday, February the 7th at 7 p.m., the winner of Game 2 versus the winner of Game 3. And again, whoever wins that regional, the Edwards County Regional, they will take on the winner of the Warrensburg-Latham Regional. The Warrensburg-Latham located in central Illinois in the 217, right about the Springfield area, pretty close to it. Let me tell you about that here, in case you're wondering what teams are in it. Monday, February the 4th at 7 p.m., Warrensburg-Latham will square off against Argenta-Oriana. Wednesday, February the 6th at 6 p.m., Sullivan, the number one seed Sullivan, Lady Redskins will take on the winner of Warrensburg-Latham, the host, and Argenta-Oriana. Game 3, Villa Grove will square off against Marona Forsyth at 7:30 on Wednesday, February the 6th, and then Thursday, February the 7th, regional championship game. Two other regions that factor into the Tuscola sectional is the Robinson Regional. That features teams Robinson, Cumberland, Newton, Casey, Westville, T-Town, the number one seed, and now Marshall as well, the four seed. And then the Pena Regional, Macon Meridian, Shelbyville, Pena, Tuscola, Arthur, Lovington, Atwood, Hammond, AOAH for short. And then those are the teams in that one too. So, again, girls junior high basketball action. I mean, girls high school basketball action, excuse me, the postseason starts next week. Taking a look here, in case you're wondering, on the 1A side, if there are any regionals in our area to keep an eye on here. If you had to look at the closest here, it probably have to be South Central here. A lot of the regions are down over in Southern Illinois. Let me mention these real quick. Got the Palestine Regional, also South Central, Ocala Valley, Arcola, Pope County, Mounds Meridian, Alvarado, and New Athens. Now, the Palestine, South Central, Ocala Valley, and Arcola Regional winners, they will factor into the Moequa Central A&M Sectional. As for New Athens, Alvarado, Mounds Meridian, and Pope County, they will factor into the Steelville Sectional. And again, for Class 1A, Super Sectional game will be at Salem High School. So, that is a look at the 1A side. And again, like I said, it's on IHSA.org. Just click on Girls Basketball. You'll see like Sports and Activities. Click on Girls Basketball. And then what you do is go to State Series Information Results. You can click on the schedules and scores for 1A, 2A. There's even 3A and 4A. But around here, though, a lot of the teams are in 2A that we're covering. So that is what it looks like right now. Stay tuned here. We'll take a look at the local sports schedule. We'll wrap it up here on Sports Talk. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Back in just a minute.
Managing the daily finances of both a business and a home isn't always the easiest of tasks. But Wayne City residents and owners of Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Tom and Roxy Blastell, have found a way to make it a little easier. FNB has been the ideal partner, with experienced and friendly assistance, offering products, services, and technology to provide the tools and support for the best of both worlds. FNB. Banking. Business. Life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The Infinity 20 air conditioner from Carrier combines the energy efficiency of GreenSpeed intelligence with the convenience of Infinity controls. The system only uses the energy needed to respond more precisely to your comfort needs. With reduced temperature swings, improved dehumidification, and ultra-quiet operation, the most advanced line of products from Carrier just got a lot cooler. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329 or visit their website at CompleteHVAC.org.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. All right, we got lots of broadcasts here. We got actually, counting up here, three broadcasts for you today. Actually, four. Let's go ahead and get right to it here. Junior high boys basketball action. Got a big game we're going to be broadcasting here. This is the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament at Wren Lake, 9:30 this morning. Actually, that game just started right now. Goreville against Selmaville. 10:45 Steelville St. Mark's versus Altamont Lutheran. 12 noon Energy Unity Christian versus Alney St. Joe. 1:15 this afternoon, New Hope will take on Raccoon Grade School. Raccoon over there in Centralia. You can hear the game on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. That's where Raccoon Grade School is located over there in Centralia. Again, we're going to be broadcasting live from Wren Lake down there at 2:30. Oakdale versus Mascoutah Holy Childhood at 3:45. Blueford versus Meridian. 5 p.m. Aviston versus Woodlawn at 6:45. New Simpson Hill versus New Athens. High school boys basketball action. Wayne City on the road as the Indians are going to be up there at Flora taking on the Wolves. Non-conference game. You can hear that game on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. Beginning around 10 minutes prior to tip-off. Hamilton County versus Hamilton County will be at Gallatin County. And at Johnston City at Hardin County. Going to be taking on the Cougars down there. At the Benton Ridge Heron Classic Shootout. Full slate of games for you. 10 a.m. Carmine White County versus Goreville. 11:30 Harrisburg will take on Anna Jonesboro. 1 p.m. Edwards County versus Sesevalier Red Devils. And Tyler Winchester, the standout guard. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9 and online. Network1Sports.com. 2:30 Benton versus Vandalia. Then there's a girls game actually at 4 o'clock as Benton will square off against Paducah, Kentucky, St. Mary's. At 5:30 Nashville versus T-Town. That could be a good game right there. 7 o'clock, Marion versus Greenville. And 8:30, Mount Carmel versus Heron. College basketball action. We'll have a broadcast for you of that at 12:15. Illini will take on Nebraska. You can hear the game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. Also in NBA, the Bulls will be at Charlotte. And then also, the Pacers, they're also going to be on the road as well. They're going to be taking on Miami. So those are the games here for you. That's a look at our local sports schedule. Again, you can always check our local sports schedule online through our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host of Sports Talk. Before I depart here, let me go ahead and tell you about our sponsors here. And without these sponsors, we would not have this great sports show here for you. Citizens National Bank, Complete Heating and Air, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Farmers Packing, F&B, Fairfield National Bank, LeMond Chevrolet Chrysler, Napa Fairfield, People's National Bank, Rush Appliance and Furniture, United Mutual Insurance of Albion, Vaughn Tire, Wayne White Propane Trust Bank, also to Meredith Funeral Home, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Napa, Wayne City, and Steve Thompson, Country Financial Representative over there in West Salem. So if you have the opportunity, and thank these sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk as well as our local sporting events here on the radio. As we greatly appreciate them, and we want to thank them for sponsoring this sports show. Again, we'd like to remind you, too, that this episode of Sports Talk is always podcasted. You can catch the podcast of archived episodes online through the Sports Talk page on our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up here for Sports Talk. Have a great Saturday. Be safe this weekend. And by the way, Super Bowl prediction. Who am I going to go for? I'm going to go with the Patriots. I'm picking the Patriots on that one. So I was hoping for the New Orleans and New England matchup. Did not happen. So anyway, have a great and safe weekend. See you all next Saturday.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.